Okay. Good morning. Agut Mechadesh. It's past week's staff Mem Dalid. The Mesech is Yuman, fourth parak. Let's first see a piece of the Mishnah on Mem Gimel and Beis. The Mishnah says as follows. Shachatai v'kibel v'mizik es domay. We're after the viduyim that was done on the par, and the Mishnah says now shachtoi the Kohen Gadol made the shechit of kibul b'mizkei as domoi, and he made kabbal of a noisel mishum amaris boy al harevet ravish beheichel. After the kabbal sadam was made, being that the zrik has been not done yet till after the Torah was brought lefnai lefnim, so in order that the dam shouldn't get hard, so they needed someone to mix the blood. That's the Venoisna. He was given the Mishnah Hu Memaris Boy. Someone would mix the blood to keep it in a liquid form, liquid state. Al Horeiv Ravisha Behechel. Kedesh Lo Yikrish. He would stand, Rev Ravi, Kedesh Lo Yikrish. That's the Mishnah says. Now, the Gemara takes on, and that's seemingly the Pashtus of what this word means. Where is he standing? He's standing on the Rev Ravi Shebehechel. Pashas Hadvarim is that he's standing in the Hechel, right? The Rashi tells us that the floor was made out of marble rows, and he was on the standing in the fourth row, standing there. Then when the Kohen Gadol would come out of the Kodshi Kodshim after he did the Ktaris, he would take the dam from him to bring it inside to do the Matanis inside. So let's see the Gemara. Jumps to the bottom of the Omer over after the mission, and the Gemara asks the question, V'hok Siv. The Pasuk says, V'chol Adam lo yeh bo'el moed. This is really the topic of discussion. The first Omer or so. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk is in Parshat Remos, by the Avodas Yom Kippur, but we'll see that it's not really limited to that. The Pasuk says, V'chol od lo yeh bo'el moed, b'voy l'chaper b'kodesh ad seisoy. The Pasuk Kipshuta is talking about the Kohen Gadol going into the Kodshei Kodshim to be makir k'tayrus on Yom Kippur. And the Pasuk says that while the Kohen Gadol is there, b'voye ad seisoy, that kol olam lo yeh ba'el moed. No one's allowed to be in the oil moed, in the heichel, in the kodesh part, where people are allowed to be there during the year. During the haktoras haktoras, no one could be there. That's what the pasuk says. So the Gemara over here asks a question that, if so, our Mishnah seems to imply that the one who is holding the blood, is mixing the blood, he's sitting on Rav Rivisha Behechel until the Kohen Gadol needs it. Meanwhile, the Kohen Gadol went outside, did the terrorist, and he's going to come out. See, he's standing in the Hechel. The Pasuk says, V'chol Adam lo yeh ba'el moed. That's the Gemara's cash over here. V'chol Ksiv, Fati Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'chol Adam lo yeh ba'el moed. Omer Rav Yehuda, Tni Shal Hechel. Rav Yehuda answers this question by saying that we have to make a shikol adjustment in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Ravi Shebehechel. We have to say, on the Ravi Ravi Shelhechel. What does that help us? Rashi says, Tani Shelhechel, Zakrash Kishayetzim in a Hechel Azorah. That this fourth row that he's standing on is actually not four in, but it's four out. Four out. That's Rashi says, Kishayetzim in a Hechel Azorah. When he leaves the Hechel to the Azorah, Moine es haroivdin, he'll count the rows, v'hai, v'have hai revi lehechel. And this is the fourth row from the Hechel. So fine, so he's not in the Hechel. Right? That's what this Gemara would seem to be saying. Now, we just want to be makdim something, because it comes up in the upcoming Gemara, that as follows. As follows. We'll see in the Gemara. We'll just give a little background over here. As mentioned before, the Pasuk, this is a Pasuk, which this Pasuk is really by Avodas Yom Kippur. And the Pasuk, as the Gemara will see, tells us that the initial mashmos of the Pasuk is referring to victorious. The Gemara learns from the word lechaper that it's coming to, it's talking about any avodah that was done in the Kodshi Kodshim has this iser v'chol odom la'ye bo'el mo'ed. This refers to the two types of avodahs that are done. We have the avodah of the k'tiris, right? The special k'tiris, which was the additional k'tiris, which was brought on Yom Kippur lefnai lefnim. And then we have the matan dam, right? Dam apar, dam asoyer, that went lefnai lefnim. The hazoy is neged hakaporis. So during that time, no one's allowed to be in the heichal. We'll see in the sugya that it's mevuyer that it's not limited just to that. Actually, this halacha also applies that when k'tiris is brought any time in the heichal itself, which means the daily k'tiris, basically, right? The daily k'tiris twice a day, pas b'shachas, pas b'abayim. This din also applies to it, right? We call it an Issa Knisa, right? Even though the Testaka question is why it's not counted in the Minyan Mitzvahs. But we'll refer to that, right? As the Issa Knisa, right? An Issa to go into the Heichel. So we're saying that it's Mivur in the Gemara that this is not only a din that you can't be in the Heichel while avoid this being done in the Kodshi Kodshim, but the Gemara learns that in addition to that, there's also an issur to be in the heichal while avodah is being done in the heichal, namely k'tiris and matan damim. The daily k'tiris was brought, we know, on the mizbeach azov, right? On the mizbeach that was in the heichal. So that means every day when the k'tiris was being brought, no one was allowed to be in the heichal.
Kohen had to run out.
Aside from the kohen, who did it? Just like the kohen Yom Kippur, right? The kohen Gadol. But for other people who are not doing the avodah, right?
Normally, weren't there a lot of people there? Normally,
could have been.
So
yeah.
sounds a little impractical. You have to get anybody else.
Yeah, right. People, when people have to be out, they get out, right? But you just everyone makes it out, yeah. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just certainly how many people.
But why would there be so many people in the heichal? So many people in
Hegel. No, there wouldn't be a lot.
I mean, the Hegel itself, probably not. Probably not.
Zohar.
Yeah.
Zohar, they could stay.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Dindur Reis that we're talking about. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, avoiding the Hegel is, first of all, k'tiris, daily k'tiris, right? That's the k'tiris that we're referring to. And aside from that, the Gemara tells us that when there was a Nesina's dam in the Heichel, and this was by Karbonus, right? This is the Karbonus that Chatas HaNesrofus, basically, that were brought, right? It talks about Paraldom Shal Tzibur, Kohen Godel, Seir Zora. There were certain Karbonus, they're called the Chatas HaNesrofus. These are the chatois that dam goes into the heichal, the hazois that are done k'neged haparoiches, mizmeach hazov, special kabonis, mostly kabonis, and not brought the general chatos does not make its way in there. It's only brought on the mizmeach achisen. But there are certain kabonis that are brought that dam goes into the heichal. So the isra knisa b'chol adam liyibayel moed also refers to that. So again, we're saying that the iser, this din of a person is not allowed to be in the heichal, kodesh. The din deraisa that the Gemara learns includes two places where avodah is being done. They can't be in the heichal when avodah is being done in kodesh kodeshim, and when avodah is being done in the heichal itself. What types of avodahs are we talking about? We're talking about haktaris k'tiris, and we're talking about matan dam. In the Kodshi Kodshim, this was a Yom Kippur, a Yom Kippur thing, that only happened on Yom Kippur, but throughout the year there was a daily teres, and when there was a situation that there was a korban from the Chatas HaNesrof, which was brought, and therefore his dam was brought, and the Heichi also had halacha, that while that matan dam was being done, Chol Adam Liyevoy Moed. Now, the Gemara brings a Mishnah in Kalim, which mentions an additional Isser Knisa, an additional place that one cannot enter. Now, Kipshutai, this is a Din Drabonon. Definitely, it's Rashi in the Gemara, this is a Din Drabonon. Drabonon added an additional Isser over here, that one may not even go to an eerie call Bein Ha'ulam Lamizbeach. Now, the truth is that, you know, the we've discussed Heichal Ulam Lamizbeach. What's the Ulam? So the Gemara itself really talks about what the dinner of the Mokum Ha'ulam itself. The Ulam was attached to the Heichal. It was an additional place over there. And there's a question about what status the Ulam had. Was it did have Kedusha's Heichel, or it had the level of Kedusha of the place from there and on? You know, it's even after the Heichel, right? The Gemara calls it Bein Ha'ulam Lamizbeach, right? The Ulam itself might have had the same level, same status as that. But the Gemara, the Mishnah in Kalim talks about portion Kol Olam is Purish from Mibein Ha'ulam Lamizbeach. That means that the area across the entire Azara from the Mizbeach in the Azara, Mizbeach Achitzen, right? From there and on, right? That's called Bein Ha'ulam Lamizbeach. Right? Possibly straight in front of the Mizbeach, you know, there could be some steps and, to get up into the Ulam, but it was the entire area across the whole Azorah. That spot, those 22 Amos over there, was referred to Bein Ha'ulam Lamizbeach. And this is a Din Rabbonon, and the Rabbonon added that there's an Isser Knisa, you can't either go into that area. Now there's a discussion in the Gemara that during what Avodah did Rabbonon gave their Isser to this area, right? Was it any time that's an Isser Knisa to the Heichel, then about added you have an Isser to go into the Bein Ha'ulam Lamizbeach also, or they didn't give this Gzeira in all situations. It was split. It's non-dependent on the Deraisa. They didn't give this Isser always. And we'll see that in the Gemara. But that's what I wanted to mention, that there definitely is an Isser Bein Ha'ulam Lamizbeach. And therefore, it's important to bear in mind, and maybe we'll come back to this, and therefore that when the Gemara asked the question of on our Mishnah, that the Mishnah seemingly seems to say that the Kohen HaMemaris, the Kohen who was mixing the dam, initially the Gemara understood that the Mishnah says that he was standing in the Heichel during the Ketores of Lefnai V'Lefnim. The Gemara, that's a din d'oraisa, you can't be there. And if they want to find, we'll put him on the Rav Harvi out. Now, once he's out in Rav Harvi, we really have to also deal with that place itself. Because the Rav Harvi, definitely Tosfos seems to assume like that, right? I didn't make the measurements, but Rav Harvi is still in the area Bein Ha'ulam Lamizbeach. Right? So let's bear that in mind. That our Mishnah, right, the Gemara which adjusts our Mishnah in order to satisfy the Isser Knisa into the Heichel is not making it any better than putting him into the Bein Ha'ulam Lamizbeach. Right? That's where we're putting him. So as we'll see in the Gemara, whether we'll see as far as that, right, whether is that fully answer the problem that Gemara deals with. Okay. Okay, just want to mention that so we shouldn't forget that when we come back. So now let's see the Gemara. So Gemara, turn our bonum. Or maybe take out the word oil moid, the Gemara flows a little bit better if you read it like that. Right? V'chol Adam, this an iser knisa, zot mo yoch lafilu azorim. If the pasuk would not have limited to oil moid, we would have thought that this iser applies to the entire azor tamla oil moid. Fine. Right? So this iser knisa is into the oil moid. Right? So we mentioned before that. Midaraisa, there's only an Issa Knisa into the Oil Moid area. And the Elbo Oil Moid, Shabbamidbar, Shilabay Salam Minayin, Tamla Mabak Hoydish. Fine. The Gemara has a need tonight. Shem talk about this, why it's necessary. But fine, we're not going to focus on that. A special limit to tell us that this Issa applies even in the subsequent Tsuris of the Mishkan Beis HaMikdash.
This possible that is. Right?
Yeah.
How do we know to say that it's rest of the year also?
So we'll get to that. Right. We'll try to see the sources, right? That's what we're heading on right now. Zot the Gemara. Eini el b'shas haktoro. B'shas matandom minayin. Now the Gemara is discussing, right? We established that the place that you can't go into is Oil Moed. Right? You can't go into the Kodesh, right? That's the first place, you know, 2/3, right, of the inner base of Mikdash, right? Kodesh, Kodoshim, right? Whatever we refer to, that's the Heichal area. Now the Gemara talks about during what Avodas are you not allowed to go in there. Zot the Gemara, the pasuk says, "Bevoy lechaper b'kodesh." Zot the Gemara, "Ein li elo b'shas haktoru, b'shas matndom minayin tamalame bevoy lechaper." The Gemara says that the pasuk, we have basis to understand that the pasuk is talking about b'shas haktoru. Now, this haktoru, like we said, is talking about the haktoru of the kohen gadol lefnai v'lefnim. And the pasuk and the Gemara therefore says that okay, I know that this is a knis in the hechel b'shas the haktoris lefnayv lefnim. How do I know that even b'shas the matn dom lefnayv lefnim? There's an iser tamlemer bevoy lechaper. Bevoy lechaper. That lechaper refers to the matn domin bevoy lechaper. Okay, so therefore we just learned right now that is Nisa Knisa into the Heichel during two Avoidas in the Kachi Kachim, which are basically all the Avoidas that are done in Kachi Kachim. Right? Kachi Kachim just done the Lachtaris and Teres and Matan Dam. Ein li el b'chnisosoi v'yitziosi minayin tamaloymar ad tseisoi. Okay, so the more learns the duration time. How long you're not allowed to be in there. Fine. So the Gemara, till he leaves. Fine. Okay, this we could leave out for right now. Omar Ma. Yeah, let's call down a couple of lines. Omar Ma. Ein el b'shas haktoru. May mashma. The Gemara had said that initially, the pasuk I understand is talking about haktoru. And the word b'vay lechaper is coming to be moisif to tell me even b'shas the matan domer. Where did we get the mashmois? Where did we feel that the pasuk is referring to the haktoris haktoris? Omar Rav, v'chino Rav Yitzchok, Rav Dimi, v'chino Rav Lozon, Omar Kro, v'chi be'bad v'ad be'isa v'ad kol kal Yisrael. The pasuk of there ends off, v'chi be'bad v'ad be'isa v'ad kol kal Yisrael, v'zot gemor eze kapor shav v'loy l'be'is l'y v'chakrihan kol kal Yisrael. Which kapor the end of the pasuk over here refers to the chiper bad of basically it puts together combines the kapora of different segments that the vidi is set on and it puts it all together. The Gemara understands that this is a description of the avoida that the pasuk is referring to that you're now going to go into the oil moed. What kind of avoida? This is an inscription. An avoda which has this facet of a chiper, badav, abes, akol yisrael. This facet is called a kapara that's shava. Shava to everyone. Everyone has a joint kapara in it. What is that? Have emer zehaktaris. Zehaktaris haktaris. This is haktaris haktaris. Rashi explains that because as far as the dam, that's split. You have the partial aron, and then you have the soyer l'Hashem. Partial aron is mechaper all of avesay, and the soyer l'Hashem is mechaper on klal Yisrael. Right? You know that's the viduyim were split. So that's how that's what the Gemara says that initially I would have learned the pasuk is referring to what's he doing in the kachim the Torahs, because the pasuk at the end over here is describing what kind of avodah has this din. It's a v'chibur ba'al v'ad basic kind of avodah. It's an avodah that's shove to everyone, and the Torahs is something that's shove to everyone, whereas the matan dam of the par is not shove. So that's why the Braisa after that continues that we have the pasuk lechaper that includes the dam also. So Avad, at the end of the day, this halacha applies to the haktoris teres and to the matan dam. I'm just explaining why initially we would have seen faster in the pasuk that it refers to the haktoris haktoris. Right? That's
no matan dam for both. That you couldn't say matan dam was shav also.
That's what Rashi tells us, right? That the par, those are the two korbanos, right? The par was for Aaron and Beisai and Achva Kehanim, and the soyer was for Klal Yisrael.
And there was no matan domon by the soyer also?
There was, but it wasn't the same korban. That's what you mean to say. It wasn't kapros and shav. That means that they didn't have the same dam. Wasn't mechaper. This was the dam par was mechaper on them, and the dam soyer was mechaper on them. Whereas the k'teris, the haktoris haktoris, that did its kapora for everyone jointly.
There was only one k'teris for both?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, as Shimi's being ma'ira, that so far over here we only see avoda in the Kodesh Kodeshim on Yom Kippur has this halacha, right? That's what we see. Okay. Let's see where the Gemara introduces additional halachas over here. Zok the Gemara, Tnan Hosom, Porsha Mibena Ulam is Beach Vashas Haktorum. Right, because it is that Mishnah in Kalim. The Mishnah over there, like if you saw it in the Gemara on the Beis, is going through the different levels. Of Kedusha from Ches Yushlaim up into the Kodesh Kodeshim, each a greater level as you come closer. And the Mishnah mentions that Porshim Yibein Ulam Azbeach V'Shas HaKtoru. This is what we mentioned before. This is something new. This place is not mentioned at all in the Pasuk, Bein Ha'ulam LaMizbeach. The Pasuk talks about Heichel. And as we said, that this, it's mevur in the Gemara on the Beis, is a din drabonon. Kipshuta is a din drabonon. Din drabonon, that a din prisha to stay away, maybe in Ulam's Beach, when b'shas haktorum. B'shas haktorum, b'shas haktorum is haktorus. That's what haktorum means. Now, we wouldn't have seen anything new in here, because we would have said, fine, that's haktorus, haktorus, you know, on Yom Kippur, and fine, this is in Rabbanan on Yom Kippur. Right? On that comes along Rabbi Lozer. On Rabbi Lozer, lo yishon el b'shas haktor deheichol, avol shas haktor leftai vefnim, meheichol parashi, ben umus beach leparashi. Let's hear that again. Zok Rabbi Lezer, says as follows, lo yishon el b'shas haktor deheichol. This din is only said when the k'teris is being brought in the heichol. However, avol b'shas haktor lefnai vefnim. But however, when the k'teris is brought in the kodesh kodeshim on Yom Kippur, this din does not apply. Then that's mehilchel parashi. The only din prisha, the only place not to be, is in the heichol. Be'lom mazbech leparashi, be'lom mazbech. They don't have to stay away. So this halacha only applies. So what we hear from Rebbe Lezer, there's an assumption that he's already taking on, right? Which might have been news to us. that on that he says, don't think that this is a prisha applies to all keteris, right? That means that he's already understanding that there's a dim prisha by all keteris, right? Sai Yom Kippur and Sai during the year. And that he's saying that this dim prisha Yom Mizbeach only applies to the daily keteris, right? Sai Yom Kippur also have, they brought it, right? But he's saying that this only applies to the daily keteris which is brought in the Heichel. That's when you have an issa to go into the Ben Hol Mizbeach, that area, while that's being brought. But the special keteris which is brought on Yom Kippur in the Kachi Kachim, this din doesn't apply. The Rabbanan didn't give their issa during that time. Right? That's what he's saying. And so what we're taking out, this is the first reference that we have in the Gemara, that there's a din, Dim Prisha over here, and you know we have to assume that this is a deraisa, because this what I mean says that there exists a Dim Prisha midaraisa during the Haktaras Haktaras. The Rabbanan just added a place where you're now to be, but the Iker Isser deraisa is in the Heichel. When the Haktaras is being brought in the Heichel, no one's allowed to be. That's the Din deraisa, and the Rabbanan added an additional Din that you can't even be Ben Ha'ulam Lamizbeach. Where does it come from? Okay, that's a good question. All right, we'll see in a minute. Right? Let's just see a little bit more. Okay, so we just saw over here that there's an additional din aside from when avodah is being done in kachay kachay, no one could be in the heichal. But we also saw that when the keteris is being brought in the heichal, also no one could be in the heichal. Right, this is where we see the Gemara mention such a thing. Now, the Gemara, at this point right now, is going to question. It's going to question what Rabbi Eleza is saying. Right? We see that the Gemara, Rabbi Eleza limited this Issa Knisa Bein Olam Mizbeach. Right? This Din Rabbanan, he limited only to when Avodah is being done in the Heichel. Not when the Keteris is being done in Kol Shei Kodshim. Rashi gives us a little Hagdoro to that, to what he's saying. Rashi says that the Din Rabbanan was only when Avodah is being done b'samach loy, right? When Avodah is being done in the area near the Ben Ha'ulam Mizbeach, that's when the Rabbanan gave the din. So therefore, only when Avodah is being done in a heichel, the Raisi, you can't go in the heichel. Rabbanan added Ben Ha'ulam Mizbeach. However, when Avodah is being done in Kol Shei Kodshim, so at that, in such a situation, Bein Olam Mizbeach is not Somach Loi. That's already much further away. Rabbanan didn't give their Issa there. Right? That's what Rashi just gives us a little Hagdorah. Reasoning for that, we'll have to talk about. Right? Now the Gemara is contending with this. And this Gemara is coming to say, who says? Right? You're telling me that the Rabbanan didn't give it. The Gemara is going to now bring a Braisa, which the Gemara understands. The Braisa seems to say that there is a Din Prisha from Ben Mizbeach, even when Avodah has been done in Kol Shei Kodshim, right? Which, you know, at first glance it would seem, but we'll see, it's not so simple like this, but just, we'll speak it out like this, that the Gemara's come back, there's no difference. Whenever there's a Issa Knisa Midaraisa in Tehechel, so there's also, then Rabbanah added an Issa Knisa Ben Ulam Mizbeach. Right? Let's temporarily talk like this, even though it's not really so accurate. Mosiv Rav Acha Bar Ava V'Amri Lo Kedi. Bring a brayse as follows. Rav Yosi Yomer, Kishem Sheposhim Bein Olam Mizbeach B'Shas Haktoro, Kach Poshim B'Shas Matan Par Koyin Mashiach U'Par Hal Dovah Shel Tzibur Siyah B'Des Kichovim. This brayse over here says that the Din Prisha Mibein Ulam Mizbeach, Zok Debraisa, is not only limited to Shas Haktoras Kteris, but it's also, there's also a Din Prisha at the time when Dam is being brought. Now, the Dam over here that the Braisa talks about, Parkoin, Par Koyim Mashiach, Par Halav Shel Tzibur, Siyah V'Des Kichovim. These are, as you mentioned before, these are korbanos that are brought year-round when certain averes are done by the tzibur, by the sack of the kohen gadol, like to bring the chatas hanisrofes. These, the dam only goes into the heichel. So this is where we see clearly in the braisa that there's a din prisha from at the time that avodah is being done in the heichel. And this braisa is coming to say that that din drabonon, which is posh min ulmazbeach, applies over here also. So the first part of this braisa again says that the iser prisha bein ulmazbeach, this din drabonon, not only does it apply at the time of a haktoris k'toris, but it also applies during the time of the matan domon. Right? Now at this point, we still have to see where are these things being brought. Heichel, kochi kochim. We mentioned the dam over here. Most or maybe all of these of this dam only goes into the heichel. Now the Braisa continues, and the Braisa says, "Ho ma ma'ilo yesh ben ha'heichel ben ulmizbeach." The hemshach of the Braisa seems to be that, well, now that you just told me that there's a dim prisha in the mokum drabonon, in the place where the rabbonon said you can't go, right? Just ma'ilo ulmizbeach. Now that you just told me that this applies not only to Torahs, but it also applies to dam. So it seems to be that you're giving this, extending this din drabonon to wherever there's a din deraisa. In other words, in the deraisa you can't go into the heichel, and side by teres and side by matan domin. And this braisa says that so too the din drabonon, which the mokum drabonon is ben lamozbeach, that also applies to all types of avodah, whether it's akteres, or whether it's matan domin. So the Gemara therefore makes the comment. If that's true, so what is the difference, or is there a difference between these two places? The place which is also midaraisa, and the place which is only also midrabanan. Right? Now, whether the Mar is asking a question because there should be a difference, right? Or the Mar is just inquiring, right? Is there a difference, right? That you could learn how you want, if you have a way to explain, you know, why the Gemara expects that there should be a difference. But let's learn that the Gemara, Akapana, is pointing out that at this point, so is there, what is there a difference? That's what I just wants to know, right? Does it have to be a difference? No, not that there has to be a difference. Right? But if that's so then the possible difference that I might have thought doesn't exist. So the Gemara, is there a difference between between when you have to go away from the Mokum Midaraisa, which is Heichel, and you have to go away to the Mokum Midrabonon, which is Bein HaMizbeach, Zot Gemara, yes. There still exists a difference. Elo shebeheichel poshin bein b'shas haktoro u'bein shloi b'shas haktoro. The Gemara says as follows, that the Heichel, right, which is the place, the Issa Knisa, or the Dim Prisha Midaraisa, that's Heichel, your portion, bein b'shas haktor, bein b'shloi b'shas haktor. We're talking about right now avoida, right? What type of avoida? Now the Gemara calls this b'shas haktor and shloi b'shas haktor. And this is going to be the question over here: what does the shloi b'shas haktor mean? What are these two categories over here? Haktor definitely means k'tiris. What does shloi b'shas haktor refer to? Right, we'll see. Let's just get what the Braisa is saying. The Braisa was telling us that there does exist a difference between the Issa Knisa in the Mokum Midrabonon and the Deraisa. What's the difference? The Issa Knisa Midraisa is Heichol. That's Poshim Mem Shas Haktor Mem Shlo Shas Haktor. That refers to these two categories of Avodah. However, in Ben Ha'ulam HaMizbeach, in Poshim El B'Shas Haktor. Ben Ulam HaMizbeach, the dim prish is only b'shas haktor, not shaloi b'shas haktor. Now, what does this refer to? So Rashi tells us as follows. If you look in the Rashi, now there's a shakabatah in the Gemara about this. But Rashi tells us like this. Let's see the Rashi over here. to see the Rashi Bein Bishas Haktaru. Right, in all Gemaras, it's right across where it says Kalim Perik Aleph Mishnah Tes. You see that on the side? You have that? Okay. Zokta Rashi Kosal Kadaite. The Gemara at this point is taking on. Right, that usually refers to Kosal Kadaite. That means because there's going to be a change concerning this. The Gemara at this point is taking on Bein Bishas Haktor Dilaflav Lifnim Bein Shloi Bishas Haktor Dilaflav Lifnim Ela Bishas Ma'andom Dilaflav Lifnim. The Gemara right now is assuming that when the Braisa over here is telling us a difference between the Prisha with the Raisa from the Heichel and the Prisha Ben Ulam Mizbeach, and the Braisa calls that these two categories or types of Avoda B'shas Haktor and Shloi B'shas Haktor. So the Gemara is assuming right now that we're all talking the Fnaiv Lefnim, and we're making the difference as follows, that by Heichel, there's a Din Prisha, B'shas Haktor, that's during the Ketores of Fnaiv Lefnim, and Shloi B'shas Haktor, that refers to an Avoida, that's Zom of Fnaiv Lefnim, which is not Haktor, which is the Matan Domim. So Shloi B'shas Haktor, at this point in the Gemara, means Matan Domim. And what the Braisa is coming to say, that the difference between the Din Prisha, the rice from the Heichel, and the Abon from Ben Mizbeach is as follows: the Din Prisha from the Heichel is when both Avodas are being done in the Kochi Kochim, Sai Haktorah and Sai not Haktorah, which is Domim. Masha Inkein, the Din Prisha Ben Heichel from the Ben Ulam Mizbeach, that is not by both of these, only Bishas Haktorah, only during the time that the Ketores is being brought in Lefnai Lefnim. But not during the time that the dam is being brought in front of them. That's how the Gemara is learning this braisa right now, and therefore the Gemara sees that this braisa says that the dim prisha on mizbeach does apply to haktaro the front of them, not like Rebbe Lezer. So that's what Gemara is asking on that. This is where the Gemara is heading right now. We're asking in kasha on Rebbe Lezer. So Rebbe Lezer held that. The Issur Knisa Ben Mizbeach doesn't apply at all when Avodah is being done in the Kochi Kochim. And the Gemara is asking that this Braisa seems to say that it does. And it's true that Ben Mizbeach doesn't apply in the Kochi Kochim by all, but that's only Matan Domim. But the Haktoras Haktoras, that there is an Issur Prisha. That's what it means over here. B'shas Haktoro Miha Parshi. Right? This much you see, that B'shas Haktoro, that they have to be away. My Lav, B'shas Haktoro Do Lefnai Lefnim. Zok the Gemara, the Gemara is My Lav, means that aren't we talking about Haktoro of Lefnai Lefnim? And therefore the Braisa says that there isn't a Sekhnis of Ben Ulmuz Bayach at the time of the Haktoros Toros Lefnaiv Lefnim. Granted, not the Domim, but at the time of the Haktoros Toros Lefnaiv Lefnim. That's the Kasha the Gemara is asking on Rebbe Lezer. Now, at this point, maybe we'll try to fill in a little bit. We see over here that there's a Din Prisha that we mentioned before, from Heichel all year round. Right? Where does that come from? The truth is that the Gemara in Omer Beis asks a question which is a different question, asked for a different source. That the Matan Domim in the Heichel, these Korbonos, Parchei Mashiach, Halam Bar Sirus, the Gemara asks that how do we know that there's Din Prisha at the time of the Matan Domim of these? Right, that's the Gemara's question on Amud Beis. Omar Mar, Kach Porshin B'Shas Matan Pakai Mashiach, Parham Lev Shal Tzibur, Simis Chachovim, Minolon. Where do you know that from? The Gemara says that there's a Ogzei Rishovah. I say, Kapora, Kapora, Miyam Kippurim. Ogzei Rishovah. Rishonim or deal with that Zereshova, how does that make its way to all the different Korbanos? But fine, let's let's take that on, that we have a source to that. But like Shimon was being murdered, the Gemara doesn't seem to talk about something which seems to be more preliminary, that b'shas the haktaris, right? Where does that come from? Right? In Heichel, right? All year round. See, if you look at the Tosis Yishonim, you see over here, this Asya Kapora Kapora. Tosis Yishonim asked the question. Tema, Amai lemi boile b'kteris menol neposh m'shas haktara de Heichel. Why does Nemura ask this question? Right, you have it over there?
Yeah.
Right, this is your Shaila, right? Yeah, right. What is Mraz, right? The holy Ashacham Prisha Ella Bhutaris Lufnim. We only find a dim prisha on Ktaris Lufnav Lufnim, those are the Psukim in Yom Kippur. Av Bhutaris the Hekel Shuhukame Matin Domim Loy Ashkacham Mia Prisha. We don't find a prisha. So why is the Gemara not interested in finding the source to this? Now, the Tosis Yishonim says a teretz, right? Let's see, V'yei Shloima, Kivan the Ktoris have a Dovah Sheba Chashoy, since Ktoris is Dovah Sheba Chashoy, we saw that in the Sugya, Mar refers to Ktoris is Dovah Sheba Chashoy, Yesh Lifroish Gam Bishvil HaKtoro Deheichel. Now, what the Tosis Yishonim is answering, I tell you the truth, I don't really understand, you know, what he's asking, like, where did it start, right? The Chashoy L'Chor has to do, you know, with this din. Chashoy is brought in Heichel. But what he's saying over here is that it's really based on a sfora. That's what it is. Because understanding what the din of Kteris is, it's noisenes that the din, the Issa Knisa applies during that time also. It means that there is no extra pasuk for this. That's what the Tosis Yishonim tells us. I think that it also answers a teretz like this in Echnami. And that's why the Gemara doesn't ask, because there's no extra source that we need. Right? It's something that we're supposed to understand ourselves. Teretz is Dovah Sheba Chashoy, so therefore it's Mistaver, and the Gemara takes on for Dovah Pashut, right? This is the source, right? It's based on interesting thing. Right? This is a Sfora, a Dovah Pashut, that we're supposed to understand that the Issa Knisa applies to here also. Okay, so that's one point. Right? I'm giving you Maramokim, right? See, this is what the Rishonim say. That based on a Sfora, based on what we know what Keteris is, and once that there is a din Issa Knisa given, so it's a Sfora that it applies there also. And that's what the Tosis Yishonim tells us. Okay, so that's the source to that. So we just produced the two sources to the din of Heichel, which we see the Gemara assumes. As a din deraisa, that one can't be in the Heichel at the time that things are brought in the Heichel. The Ktoris, right, Tosis Yishonim tells us, based on a Sfora. And Matan Domim, that's the Gemara over here. Agzer Shova, Kapora, Kapora. Okay, just to fill that in, that piece in. Okay, so now let's get back over here. Right? We're learning a braisa over here. And we have the issue on hand is as follows. Right? Let's see if we could just get a little such a glance into the sugi like this. The question on hand is that the Issa Knisa din Rabbanan, Ben Ulam's Beth Rabbanan added, when does that apply? When does that apply? Reb Lezer tells us in explaining the Mishnah in Kalim, which talks about this Issa Knisa, he says that it does not apply when Avodah is being done in the Kochi Kochim. That's basically what he's saying. Any Avodah in Kochi Kochim, it doesn't apply. So let's focus on this for a moment. Right? What's the pshat in that? Why is that so? The Torah asks as a question. The kosho, the ha b'shas haktor de l'fayelofim also minatayr lius behechol k'damor le'el. He's asking as follows: at the time that the k'teris was brought in the kochi kochim, there's an issa to be in the heichol. It's a deraisa. The imken a mile gazin bevein ha'ulam dilma ayel lehechel. Why is it no gzeirim? Why takanat? He's really referring to what the Gemara over here later on talks about. Right? The Gemara later on talks about in bringing garai, but you see from the Gemara over here that the Issa Knis of Elam Mizbeach has to do with a gzeira, a chshash, a dilma ayel, so my goal. So Rabbanan gave an Issa Rabbanan that you can't even be up in a place before that. Right? Because we don't want you to end up in that place where Midaraisa is. Right? Like all harchokas that Rabbanan made, you know, so we'll give an Issa even before that. Right? So you can't come to that. So based on that, Ritva asked the Kasha that what is Taka the Havon in Rebbe Lezer? Why is Rebbe Lezer saying this? Right? Why is he saying that there's no Issa Knesset in Ulmus Be'ach at the time that things are being done in the Kachikachim? I mean, L'chayra, the basis, like the Gemara says, Nomen Beis, of this Issa Rabbanan, we want to prevent you from entering the area they now let enter. So the area that now let enter is always the Heichel. And that the basis of the Issa Rabbanan is that we'll ask it before, nor is that Ishun Techel. What's the difference where the Avodah is being done? So he says a number of tirutim to this. What do you hear?
I didn't think of it.
That's so he says as follows. V'yei Shloimar, the midi chomer luhule inshi. Avodah that's being done in the kodesh kodeshim is more chomer, right, to people. V'loy ayel klal, and no one's going to come in at all. So what he's saying is like this: is that, I mean, people understand, they know that the issa knis is because of an avodah that's being done. So at the time that avodah is being done in the kodesh kodeshim, that's chomer. You know, no one's gonna enter. So we don't have such a concern that we should make a harchoka for that. Right? That's one teres that he says to explain why, what's behind Rebbe Lezer.
But that doesn't explain the issa deraisa still extends to the heichal. So even if the kedushim is off limits, you'll never come very close to that. But my sake, we ever issa deraisa.
Yeah. But what he's saying is like this: is that being that this issa is based on an avoda of kodesh kodeshim. He's saying that people are more sensitive to this Issa Knisa if it's based on an avodah that's being done in the Kodesh Kodeshim. You know, it's b'shas avodah done in the Kodesh Kodeshim. People, you know, are more
best behavior.
Yeah, right. People are on guard, right? You know, it's avodah in Kodesh Kodeshim, right? So therefore, we don't have to make zeris on that, right? Because people will do what they're supposed to at that time. No mistakes are being made during that time. Chomer luhule inshi. But avoid that. It's just being done in the heichal. That's a different level. Right? That's a possibility that something could happen that requires arachoka.
Also, it's one day a week, so it's kind of unique. One day a year.
Okay. That's a. Now he says another teretz over here. V'su t'chihavya gufa d'haktora b'heichel shuhu kor v'ikla meichel jenol mishli v'ayel av l'heichel d'haktora l'esi al t'hamavnim shu rochik afi l'heichel l'amu l'meil. Which over here, now the Rishonim, it's a little clear that, I mean, the chshash of entering is in order to see what's going on. That's really what the chshash is based on. So therefore, that if avodah is being done in the heichal, you know, getting into the heichal, you could see what's doing on. So a person, you know, could whatever it's going to lead him to do that, bring in. But if the avodah is being done in kodesh kodeshim, even if you make your way into the heichal, you can't see anything anyways. Right? So therefore, there's less of a concern, right? Or no concern at all, right? But akoponim, and the truth is, that's probably easier to understand what Rashi, right? What Rashi means, right? They asked the Malkum, "What's Karv and Rochuk?" Right? What is Karv and Rochuk? According to this, right? This is we understand what that would mean, right? They asked the place that's Karv the Malkum HaAvoida because they were chayish you come in to see the Avoida, to see the Malkum HaAvoida. Mashen came from Rochuk, and that's what that means. Now he says another teretz that other Rishonim say in different contexts, which is an interesting thing. and say as follows. V'yesh metarzim d'chiyover taktor d'lefav l'fnim nichol hul rabbonon la'ikumo adina d'iraisa ki heichi d'lech zilei v'lusis shlo yisakim b'chutz v'yachnisim kitztuki. Zokta the Ritva v'shem other v'shenim that the rabbonon bedafka didn't give their iser to stay so far away during the avoda when the kohen's going to go into the kochim, because as we saw before there was a stuki issue as far as being marked victorious, the stukim would be misakim ibachutz in the heichal and then go into the kochim, and that's not the right way to do it. So the rabbonon bedafka wanted to allow someone to be close enough to be able to see, in order that the Kohen Gadol, in case he had any thoughts of doing that, he would be scared. So they bedafka didn't give their Isra over here in order to create a mirsis by the Kohen Gadol that he should do it properly. And he says that even though you know, he really could do it between the two paroiches, right? And that once he's in there, no one can see him at all, right? He says, nevertheless, whatever they were able to do, they did, right? So this was something that Akoponim, you know, it helps that much. So this is an interesting explanation over here, right? So we have three explanations over here where Rebbe Lezer is coming from. Why does Rebbe Lezer feel that the Issur Drabonon did not apply when Avodah was done lefnai v'lefnim? Let's hear that again. So what we have over here is that either Avodah lefnai v'lefnim is more chomer, so we have no concern. Now, this reason is a reason which will explain all Avodah lefnai v'lefnim, Sai Teres and Sai Matan Dan. Right? Now, the second reason that we have over here is also applicable to both. Right? That explanation was that the person is going to come in and want to see. So we're only concerned if avodah is being done in that area. Right? This last answer that we're saying over here really only applies to Keteris. Right? They didn't give an Isser Prisha in order that people should be near enough to create a Mirsis. This really only applies to Keteris. It doesn't really apply to the Dam. Right? That's a point. Right? We'll see in a moment. Right? Now the Gemara said, so this is Rebbe Lezer's Shita. Right? This is Rebbe Lezer's Shita. Yeah. Right? This is Rebbe Lezer's Shita. On that the Gemara is asking Kasha from the Braisa. Now like this. Now as we mentioned like this, that even though it would seem that the Braisa is coming to contend with Rebbe Lezer and coming to say that, no, this Rabban was said whenever there's this in the Braisa, which really should have been like the Rebbe was asking, like, you know, that would be the explanation, right? Whenever there's this in the Knesset, the Braisa, the Rabban, you know, made a harchoka. That's maybe what we would have thought is what the Rabban and the Makshin it holds. But when you see in the Braisa, you see it's clearly not like that, right? Because the way the Makshin learns the Braisa, there still is a difference between the two. And the difference between the two is concerning the domim, lefnai v'lefnim. Right? That means that according to the Makshon, he has a braisa that says that there's no difference between Heichel and Ulam Zverach. They didn't preach the Reis Nabonon concerning the Teres. Teres, right, is a dim preacher. The difference is as concerning the dam, which is lefnai v'lefnim. That's where the difference is. The matan dan that was done with him, that's when, you know, there's only a din the raisa from Heichel, and the bottom didn't give the isra over there. Now, you know, in as much as the braisa here, what's the explanation to that? Right? That needs an explanation. Why should that be? So, the rishonim are ma'ir this. See if we could find it. Yeah. Here. You see, in Tesis Shoshan over here, Bishas Haktara Mi HaParshi. You see where this is? This is actually on Omer Aleph, right? In the old print, the Tesis Shoshan is on Omer Beis. Right? You see, in the old print over here, it's the third Divra HaMaschil. Bishas Haktara Mi HaParshi. My love, Bilifnai Bilifnim. Hmm. You see that one?
The end of the second long line.
Yeah. It's right, and the second long one, right? Okay. Zot l'taisa shana va'afagav da hash to lo yadi time mai. Even though this means ask, right? According to where the Machshon is learning this brayso, we don't know the explanation. The b'haktora portion afil mishal afnav lefnim that b'shas haktoras taris with parish mibet ulam zbeach by the haktora afnav lefnim. Right. So, the you see that in the Rishonim are sensing it to the Shaila, right? That what will be the explanation to that, right? They don't really offer us an answer to that. But the Rishonim say that the Makshon says that. The Brayse says, okay, you know, but whether we have an explanation for that or not, but that doesn't change what the Brayse says. So that means that in Ochanami, in Svoro, the Makshon Shita is something which is really harder to hear. But on the other hand, it's a Brayse, right? So this is the point that one mentioned, that even though when we initially learned the Gemara, it sounds like the Makshon wanted really to have that they all have the same din. And that would be understandable. And that would be good. You know why the Makshon is asking on Rebbe Lezer, right? But he's coming to a Braisa, and the Braisa, regardless, does have a difference, right? So we're just limiting what the difference is. So according to him, he has a Braisa that says that Ben Ulamaz Beach, there was a Prisha when the Torah was done with Nav Lefnim. And that's what he's coming to ask on Rebbe Lezer. But on the other hand, the Braisa definitely says that there's a difference. And the way he understands the difference in the Braisa is what's being done with Nav Lefnim. When the dam is being done with Nav Lefnim, over there there's no Din Prisha. Explanation for that, we don't really know. But it's a Braisa. And the Braisa says like this. That's why the Makshon is asking on Rebbe Lezer, even though we don't have a full explanation to that. Okay, that's that point. What I just wanted to take out from over here is, and maybe this will help us for the Ha'or that we murdered just before on the Ritva, we asked the question that the Ritva wants to know that why should it be that the Rabbanan didn't give their Dim Prisha when Avodah is being done in the Kachi Kachim. Then the last reason that he said over there was really a Keteris oriented reason. In order that people should be in the vicinity to create amirsas for the Kohen Gadol. Okay, that's only that. But what about Matan Domim? So what I see over here in the Gemara over here is that Matan Domim has, even though we don't know what it is, Matan Domim has its own reason, right? Because even according to the Braisa, that there's an Issa Prisha from Ktiris, but Matan Domim there wasn't, right? So at the front, we could just make the association, even though we're working with the unknown still, okay?
But we can't say that the Ritva's explanation is the answer to Tezi Shalom's Kasha.
Why? How is
that the Chiluk is Gufa, the Keteres, there was something accomplished by set the letting down?
No, but he's working the other way. The Tezi Shalom is working according to the Makshon. The Makshon holds that you couldn't go there by the Keteres, right? The opposite cheshbon.
Right. And the Ritva is going.
The Ritva says a reason for Keteres, which we're saying doesn't apply. He doesn't apply. I mean, the halacha, right? He's not coming to be mechalik, right? And Rebbe Lezer is not being mechalik, right? Right. Definitely, right. Right. You hear so that, right?
It's opposite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Things are a little late over here, so let's just try to theorize over here. What the Gemara has to do right now is we have to adjust this price or the understanding of this price in order to fit with Rebbe Lezer. The Gemara originally assumed that when the price says Ben Umam's Beach, there is a din prisha by Teres, We thought that was referring to the Torah Lefnei V'Lefnim. And that thing Mordechai says as follows. Loi. The Haktorah that this Bryce is discussing is not the Haktorah Lefnei V'Lefnim. The Haktorah is B'Shas Haktorah Deheichu. That's what it means. So let's hear the Bryce. So the Bryce is telling us that the Bryce starts off by saying that not only is there a Dim Prisha from Ben Ul Mizbeach B'Shas the Ktoris Deheichu, but also at the time of Matan Dom of the Heichel. And now the Braisa says that what's the difference? And that the Braisa tells us a difference according to the way we're understanding it right now. The Braisa is only talking about, only mentioning really part of the difference. Right? The Mor is making a difference as far as Kachi Kachim. But the Mor is only talking about a difference concerning the domim. So this is what the Gemara asks now. When the Gemara says that, what's the difference? And it continues and tells us the difference is only concerning the matan domim. You have this difference. The ilu mehechol pashe ben mishas haktor didei ben mishas haktor lufnav lufnim. The ilu ben ulum mizbeach lepashe el mishas haktor dehechol. Yeah, you have this difference concerning in Haktorah itself. So on that thing, Mordechai says as follows: Hakatani el shebehechol poshin beim shas Haktorah beim shoy shas Haktorah beim umazbech im poshin elam b'shas Haktorah. So we have to quickly just tell what the Mordechai is doing. What the Mordechai is really changing over here the taich. The Gemara is changing the taich of what the difference is. The difference, the nusach of the braisa in the difference was beim b'shas haktorah, beim shloi b'shas haktorah. We thought that shloi b'shas haktorah means at a time that you're not making a haktorah, that's referring to the time of matan domim, right? Now what the Gemara right now is saying is saying that both of those are referring to the Torahs. And we're making a difference between b'shas haktorah deheichel, and those are the two things. B'shas haktorah is haktorah deheichel, and b'shas haktorah of.
I'm sorry, b'shas haktorah.
Is making a chiluk in the different types of haktorah. So when the Braisa says be'ul mizbeach ein poshen elo b'shas haktorah, it means b'shas haktorah of the heichel, right? That's what it means. So b'shas haktorah means b'shas haktorah of the heichel. Shloi b'shas haktorah refers to the haktorah's teres, which is not in the heichel, which is l'fayv l'fnim. Right? And that's what the braisa is saying. So according to this, the braisa really is saying the difference that Rebbe Elazar is saying. That's what the Gemara just shifted according to this. The Gemara just wants to know that. Why you're only mentioning one, but according to Blessed, there's really two differences. Like this, that according to the way we were saying before, that there's only one difference concerning in the dam, which is lifnim. So that's what the Bryce would be saying if you translate the Bryce like that. But according to the way we're saying right now, that there's a difference. Both avoidance, which is done in the Kachi Kachim, is where there's a difference between the Knisa to Heichel and the Knisa to Ben Ulam Mizbeach. So why is the Braisa only mentioning the difference according to this as far as the Torah says, and not the difference concerning the Matan Domim? That's the next Gemara's Kasha. And on that, the Gemara answers by saying, Omar Rav Hashem Prisha Achasi. Right? Rashi tells us that even though the Braisa itself is directly mentioning the difference in the Torah, but in the Chanam, we're supposed to understand Hu Hadin, that refers to the Matan Domim. Also, the Ikar Pasik is referring to the Ktaris like we saw in the Gemara. So that's why the Mishnah mentions that. But in a Chinami. So according to the Maskanas HaGemara, according to Rav Elazar, what the Braisa is saying is that the first part of the Braisa says that the Din Prisho Melon Mizbeach Din Rabbanon applies any Avodah which is done in the Heichel. That's the first part of the Braisa. Not only when the Ktaris is being done in the Heichel, but even when the Matan Dom is done in the Heichel, If so, zok the Gemara, so what's the difference between that and the is a priest the raisa? So really what the Gemara is answering is saying that the is a priest the raisa is at the time when things are born in the kachi kachim. But when things are being done in the kachi kachim, then there is no is a knisa at all mibein ulam mizbeach, right? Which is Reb Lezer Shita. Okay, that's the final maskana of the Gemara. How the Gemara teaches that mission according to Reb Lezer.